The Saturday Light Brigade, it's 9 after 11. Christopher has been here before. I realized after he told me, and then I scratched my head a little bit. He wasn't here solo, but he was here back before his CD release party for Heartland Variations back in April. So many musicians, so little memory left. It's about 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. And it's a pleasure to welcome you back. We'll talk more and catch up a little bit and reintroduce you to folks who have heard you before and maybe introduce you to some new people. But we'll just have you open up. Here's Christopher Jones.
Great. Thanks, Marion. And it is great to be back. I'm going to do a tune, actually, from an album which was I just reissued. One that was done in the UK with a kind of legendary producer, a guy named Bill Leader, who recorded some 500 albums with all sorts of people that we may have heard about, but we can talk about that later. This is sort of in my Midwestern theme mode, and it's a song called Dust to Dust about the Dust Bowl era. Nothing moving anywhere. Weeds lying dead on the ground. I could hear my youngest crying. Dirt all around her mouth. Screen door slapping in a steady wind. Burning up from the south. Alice, get the children. For distant lands, all we can do is keep moving and singing to the rhythm of the pots and pans. This ground's a cold woman, make you feel like a fool. Ain't no use digging, all you do. My life working this earth, hoping something would finally come. Like preaching the gospel to a congregation of the deaf and dumb. Alice, get the children. We're headed for distant lands. All we can do is keep moving and singing to the rhythm of the pots and pans. California may not be paradise, there's a lot out there to fear. I got nothing left to lose, it's too goddamn dusty here. Alice, get the children. We're headed for distant lands. All we can do is keep moving and singing to the rhythm of the pots and pans. Moving and singing. Moving and singing. Moving and singing.
That's a good song.
Thank you.
And I was looking at that CD on your website, 1977.
And
Dust to Dust. the song, and is that it? It must still be available. It says buy the CD, but I guess you've repressed it.
Of course, it was vinyl. Of course, yeah. 1977, you can imagine, it was not a CD.
Yeah.
So it was vinyl issued on a label called Transatlantic Records, which is, of course, now completely disappeared into the ether along with its most of the catalog. So I remastered it last summer and reissued it on CD, so it's now available. And it was a really nice experience, the recording. You know, Bill Leader, who had recorded people like, you know, John Renburn, Burt Jansch, and
yeah, I was going to say, you're being a little modest about this recording here as I read about it, because it was released in 5 countries and also featured at the Rotterdam Folk Festival, among others. And this is, 34 years ago.
34 years ago, yeah. That's right. So,
but, you know, hearing you play that song, it doesn't sound old, because it is about – it's a nice thing about songs based at another time.
They don't age.
They don't age
right,
at all.
Right, right.
But hearing you play it I mean, it sounds like you're still very much in the moment as you play that song. And you wrote that?
It's funny going back to that record. Of course, I've sort of picked 3 songs out of the record to they're all there and they're still good. But some of them, I mean, I was a young man then, and things that I was writing about. Some of the things that I was writing about, a certain type of love song and so forth, I'm not terribly interested in performing at this point in my life. But things like Dust to Dust, there's another one about growing up in a small town in the Midwest and called Hard to Imagine. There's another one which is kind of an ode to a relationship, but what sounds more mature to me than some of the other ones, which were kind of road songs, I Gotta Leave You, Baby, That's the Way It Goes type of thing, you know, which at that point in your life, in the mid-20s, still, that's where you are. That's not where I am right now. So, so there's a certain number of them that I still feel good about performing, you know. So,
yeah, well, and I imagine, you know, heaven help us if we were constant throughout, you know, that long a period, totally constant at least.
Exactly.
Yeah. Christopher is playing a house concert tonight. Christopher Jones is, and it will be in Mount Lebanon. And if you would like more information, you can phone 412-343-0498, 412-343-0498. Kurt and Annie are hosting Chris. I noticed this on your website earlier this week. I just saw Montreal again. I didn't play the video, but were you performing in Montreal, or were you just visiting?
I'll do that song later on. Actually, if you want, I can do it now.
Well, no, that's okay.
You know what what's known as my day job is I teach French at Carnegie Mellon. So I actually have been going to Montreal for 25 years. You know, my wife and I rent an apartment there in the summer. My son now lives there. So the song title Montreal Again, of course, relates to the fact that...
Oh, it's a video of Montreal Again. Okay.
Yeah. It relates to that kind of reality, that part of my existence.
And Kurt just gave... And I didn't know that. Funny. I actually remember your mentioning that, I think, when we were here before. And Ricky and I have been to Montreal since you were here last. Beautiful city.
Oh, yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised by how well we could get by without French in Montreal, yet still very much a European-like city at the same time. We really had a good time when we were there.
Yeah, we've always loved it. And, of course, I can kill 2 birds with 1 stone. It's professional development, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, now you can visit your son, too.
That's right, and my family connection there. So
when we were in Montreal, there was a fountain. I can't remember what fountain it was. And somebody had put soap bubbles in it. to make this big lathery mess in this fountain. It was terrific, although from what I understand, it wasn't very much appreciated by the people maintaining the fountain.
Right.
And I was wondering if that was any kind of tradition, or we could never find anything on it. It might have just been a prank that we happen to have been there for.
That's what it sounds like to me, because I haven't actually seen the bubbling fountain. So, I guess it's probably in Place Jacques Cartier, which is the right down in the old port.
Yes, you know that? That's exactly. I wouldn't remember. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but that's
right.
That is
right.
The case. I also really liked the busking that we saw there, which was all over the place. Classical music and folk music and jazz, just a really cosmopolitan.
Yeah, there's an excellent Latino band on there that has been there for several years. I think they make a fine living.
Yeah, and Chinatown is huge. We just had a ball. There, and we climbed to the top of that big mountain too. Probably isn't that big, but it was still
fun. It's not that big, but when everything else is flat, it seems pretty big. It's Mont Royal, which is what the city is named after.
Ricky said the fountain was in front of the Modern Art Museum.
That's a different location. Yeah, that's a different location. Yeah, I know. Oh, that's Place des Arts, which actually shows up in the song. So I'm going to have to end up playing that song when we're done.
Well, if you'd like. We'd love to hear you do it. Ricky also says to say hello to Judy in Point Breeze. Hello, Judy. And if you're just joining us, even if you're not just joining us, this is Christopher Jones playing. What would you like to do next?
I'll do Montreal again. Why not? We've talked about Montreal a little bit, and this is actually – it sort of tells the story of – I'm not only Montreal itself, but the trip to Montreal and a whole bunch of stuff. It's pretty much a straight story of what we do. Although, as you know, songwriters start with a little bit of reality and turn it into something which is a hybrid by the time we're done. But that's normal. Okay, so I'll do Montreal again. Okay, here we go. Had the sunrise in my face. This ride makes sense to me. It's got foam and grace. It's like it's harbor stopover, a table by the lake. Then the breeze sings harmony with love we made. Heading up to Montreal again. Can a city really be a friend? Going up to Montreal again. We know why, and we know when. Upper state New York, with the farms are falling down, but the sky rings wide and clear up above the small town. Thousand Island paradise, in a river like a sea, rolling into Canada. Got some Abiton to see. Heading up to Montreal again. Can a city really be a friend? Going up to Montreal again. We know why, and we know when. Montreal warm summer's night, promenade down Saint Denis. The cold's a distant memory. We're talking loud, laughing free. Place des Arts, Saint Catherine, strippers, festivals, tattoos. Everybody speaks in tongues. No one has the blues. Heading up to Montreal again. Can a city really be a friend? Going up to Montreal again. We know why, and we know when. Outremont, Rue Bernard, eating ice cream in the dark. There's someone here from every continent. Tango in the park. Up across the mountaintop, city twinkling down below. From Westmont down to Saint-Henri, there's some people there we know. Heading up to Montreal again. Can a city really be a friend? Going up to Montreal again. We know why, and we know when.
That is Christopher Jones at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a great song, and you haven't recorded that yet.
No, I haven't recorded that. I've got a bunch of 10 or 12 songs at the moment, which I'm going to start recording probably in the summer. Whether that one makes it onto the next one, I don't know, because I'm thinking of doing an album called En Amérique du Nord in North America, which would be a bilingual album, and collaborating. I have friends in Montreal, including a poet who's dying to write some lyrics. And so that might happen. That might happen. So, and if it did, then I'd like to keep that one for that one, for that album.
Tell me a little bit about your background. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Oregon, grew up in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, and then spent a decade in Europe. Lived in Boston, and now I've been in Pittsburgh for this my 18th year.
And where in France or
in Portugal, France, and the UK. Yeah, so that's where the French came in.
I was curious, and you studied linguistics or language?
Well, I was a really poor language student in college, but once I got off the plane in Portugal, where I went to play professional basketball, I sort of looked around and thought, wow, all these people can speak several languages. This is really cool. And I really just worked on languages for about 6 or 7 years. I really just mostly did that.
Now we were joking about 20 minutes ago. I said he's performing here for the first time, Christopher Jones. And then, you know, we realized, oh, wait a minute. Stop that. He was back here, you know, some time ago. And it's because this quiet, unassuming, you know, professional basketball, Portugal, you know, like, now stop, time out here, professional bat. You are quite tall. I noticed that. You're what, about 6'8", maybe?
I'm 6'7", yeah.
6'7". You played professional basketball? Now, come now, tell us about this.
Well, you know, I was a good small college basketball player, and it was early days for European basketball. You know, this is back late 60s, so I arrived there in 69 and loved it, had a great time. And it was, by the time I was done, I was making more money than the prime minister, but that was $15,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was before people actually made money in Europe doing this. Now people, you know, it's a little mini NBA. Basketball has changed a lot. For me, it was more like the Peace Corps, you know, and I was integrated into the community. I ended up writing for the newspaper in Portuguese and all that kind of stuff. So it started me down the language road, and I was already married. My wife and I had a really fabulous time there. Still have friends there.
What an interesting life. Yeah. Now, where was your son? Do you have one child?
I have two sons, but that was we had them when we were 35. So that was 15 years before we were parents.
Okay, and where were they born?
They were born in Boston.
In Boston. And what?
So they're Pats fans.
That's okay.
I'm sorry to report.
They can be Pats fans next week all they want.
That's right.
So what? Then you went from Boston to Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And what caused that to happen?
Carnegie Mellon.
Okay.
Which is where I teach. So that was it was a job. Yeah.
Yeah. And when did you know? I think teaching language is, it's not everybody thinks that they're going to do that.
Right.
And you mentioned you were not the greatest language student. Was it the experience in Europe that led you to that?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. It was the experience in Europe. And it turned out that I was actually good at learning languages. I learned Portuguese and then started French, started Chinese, learned a fair amount of Spanish. And it was really when, I was running a band in Boston when my kids came along, and I thought, oh, I'm actually going to have to put food on the table in a fairly consistent manner. So I went back and got their advanced degrees at that point.
We'll teach language for food.
We'll teach language for food and food for my children, you know.
And they pay you in French toast, French fries.
You know, all that stuff.
Bouillabaisse and and wine.
And wine, Portugal. Absolutely important thing. Yeah.
Did you raise your kids to be bilingual, or?
Well, we raised them to be bilingual, and of course, my younger one in Montreal is now bilingual.
Yeah.
My older one, who lives in Mount Lebanon, about a mile from us, has good comprehension in French. You know, he did French in high school and so forth, but he's not bilingual at this point. But the younger one definitely.
Something. This is Christopher Jones. It's 11:30, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. It's live. Thank you for being here today. High today and tomorrow in the mid-30s, low overnight about 23 degrees, 1 to 3 inches additional accumulation today, but nothing major. More to the north where it already is, less to the west. And currently it's 23 in Clarion, 25 in Grove City and Indiana, 32 in New Concord, 27 in Washington, and 25 in Pittsburgh. What would you like to do next?
Well, let me do one from Heartland Variations, which is the album that I released, which had some new things on it, some not so new things on it. It was sort of catching up. It was a catching up album, I would call that.
And stay tuned, because some other incredible revelation about Christopher Jones' life, Christopher Jones' life. We'll discover that he had a childhood acting career or something. Who knows? Here's Christopher Jones.
Okay, this one is it's called Black Earth, and it's another one in the Midwestern theme, and it's about inspired by an actual small town in Wisconsin, just north of Madison. You drive north of Madison and you hit Black Earth, and if you turn and look at the plowed fields in the spring, they are pitch black. It's also inspired, however, by, if you drive through the Midwest a lot, you see what I would call ghost farms. In other words, farms which are now abandoned in the middle of huge agribusiness tracts, and that whole way of life and the small towns that depended on that way of life have disappeared. So this is kind of what this is about, Black Earth. Past the junction, counting down in 53. There's a few dusty memories of people used to be. A church with no steeple, school with no bell. Small town of Black Earth ain't doing so well. The new highway missed it. Big farms came in. Young sons and daughters started leaving their kin. Saturday night they went to Bismarck to dance. Grange had no jukebox, didn't stand a chance. Black Earth's just a bump in the road. It ain't enough to even shift your load. If you try to find it, I tell you straight from the start, Black Earth may be just a place in my heart. Got no fire station, nothing left to burn. But Fred still wears his helmet, he's a little slow to learn. Johnson's left town, couldn't make that store run. Elmer blew his brains out with a .44 gun. Black Earth's just a bump in the road.
try to find it, tell you straight from the start. Black Earth, baby, just a place in my heart. Sunsets on the prairie, beer sign goes on. Fit pumps 20 gallons and it sings a country song. Every truck that stops, 50 goes right through. Fred says that's the way it is. What's a man to do? Black Earth, just a bump in the road. It ain't enough to even shift your load. If you try to find it, I'll tell you straight from the start. Black Earth may be just a place in my heart.
That's a great song. That's Christopher Jones. And I don't want to draw too many inferences, but it's interesting that the three songs you've played really rely on place and a strong sense of place. The Dust Bowl, Montreal, and this particular song. And it's pretty remarkable as I think about. I was thinking as you were playing whether I think it's uncommon, and I'm curious if you're writing, if you've noticed that, and if that's kind of what inspires you as you write, and if that, if you just comment about that, I'm
sure.
Curious.
No, I think that's as I have evolved as a songwriter. In other words, you start off. And sort of the most common themes are things about relationships and so forth, which I continue to write about. But the place, I like to think there's a part of songwriting which is a sort of service. In other words, where you really – and I don't mean service in the strong sense of social service, but I guess maybe it is sort of obliquely related to that, where you're trying to tell stories which are not necessarily personal. In other words, where people have stories. Each place is full of stories, of course. Every individual has a story. Every place is – and places do cause a certain sort of story to be born. In other words, the Black Earth story, a lot of the people in that song, I don't think I actually knew anyone – who would have corresponded to that. In other words, the guy pumping gas for the trucks that don't come through anymore, the guy who killed himself because he couldn't make it anymore in the small town. I didn't know those people, but I feel like I did. I don't feel like I made them up. So they came out of those places.
That's really interesting. Yeah. It's a duty to some extent to shine a light on a place and to try to – expose this place to other people based on what you know about it and what you imagine about it, almost as an interlocutor rather than as somebody who's experienced all of those things.
Right.
And I think that's unusual for – it's certainly not – there are other songwriters who do it, I'm sure, but I think it is a little unusual. Why – where do you think you got that inclination from? Have you thought about that at all?
Well, I know. You know. In other words, now that I am older. We're all still the center of our own universe, but maybe less so than we were 20 or 17. I mean, we're as small children, we're totally the center of our own universe, and I think perhaps that's part of what maturity is. And I always hesitate to think of myself as mature, even at my age. it's one of those things that it's I'm reluctant to claim. It's a little bit like wisdom. In other words,
sure.
Are we wise? Am I wise? I would never say that.
Well, you are maturing, but
yeah, maturing. Yeah, that's right. And so maybe that you know, if you think of the normal track of an existence, we move away from a totally self-centered and naturally so biologically necessary self-centering until we are part of larger and larger circles, and I see that as a positive thing.
I'm glad we're talking about this. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a real gift to be able to convey to others something in a fashion that is somewhat neutral, accurate, mm-hmm. heartfelt, mm-hmm. Vivid, and, mm-hmm. and you're really painting pictures as right. you do this. In a way that's really generous of you mm-hmm. to do that. Christopher Jones, tonight will be in a house concert. There's still seats available. If you don't know what a house concert is, it's simply a concert in a house rather than a big concert hall. And this one is in Mount Lebanon. You can phone 412-343-0498. If you need more information, it's at Kurt and Annie's home. And you know, these are gentle concerts where you get a chance to hear musicians in a nice intimate setting. And if you need to call ahead to make sure you get the address and that there's enough room and all, but there's still some seats available. It's a big part of the folk tradition over many, many years as musicians travel, although Christopher is from the Pittsburgh area, but house concerts help keep the art alive. These vivid pictures wouldn't be painted were it not for the fact that house concerts provide a venue for the performers to play. Have any of your kids picked up music at all?
Well, I would call my younger son. They're both great fans, and of course, we gave them piano lessons, and my younger son got guitar lessons, and he still plays, and he's sort of an amateur. He actually writes for a couple of popular music blogs in Montreal on local concerts. So he's kind of a musicologist more than a musician, mm-hmm. but has very extensive knowledge, sort of acquired my entire record collection, which, as you can imagine, is quite extensive, and then has now moved off into areas which are his own. But in terms of them actually being musicians in the sense of following their father, not so much. Yeah.
And when did you start playing guitar and writing?
Well, that was a long, long time ago. And my father was a professor of music. So I started off singing everything from light opera.
There's another revelation, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I started off in choir and madrigals and light opera. And then with my brother, I started doing Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee tunes. And
wow.
Then shortly thereafter started trying my hand at some songwriting. All of those have blessedly been lost in the sands of time. But I guess serious songwriting wasn't until my 20s, yeah.
It's interesting that you followed your dad's footsteps somewhat
as
a college professor. Is your dad still living?
No, my father has passed on. But
do you have a chance to hear your first album and sort of follow you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That had to be, as a music professor, that had to be a huge point of pride for him.
It was, and he was very supportive. And that was the kind of man he was. He knew, and he also knew how to pick out among the songs that I had written things that corresponded more to his value system, things which had perhaps a little bit more elaborate melody and so forth. I mean, he knew his music theory backwards and forwards, and I acquired a little bit of that. But
Christopher Jones is who we're talking to, and you know, it's an interesting to be able to share something like that with mm-hmm. your dad, period, let alone when your dad has such a strong knowledge of the fundamentals of music takes a lot of courage. And actually to share this kind of music, period, takes a lot of courage and skill. We have time for a couple more.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
Well, I'm going to get to I'll get to a new song which is kind of satirical and is probably going to be the focus for the next album, which is tentatively entitled Suburban Two-Step. So we'll involve writing about where I live now as opposed to where I grew up and the history of where I grew up. So that's going to be a very different focus. Let me finish the kind of Midwestern thing with a new song, which will probably show up in the next album as well. And this one's called Rock County Line. It comes from family history as well. And it really is the next step when you think of the farmers who'd lost their farms, had moved on, moved to the city, in many cases gone to work in factories, and sold their land, which ended up under shopping malls or whatever. And, of course, in this song, I didn't finish the story. The end of the story is, of course, that those factories have now closed. This takes it up to that point, and it's called Rock County Line. I'll go walking that Rock County line. This was my father's, but it's not mine. Now it's a Walmart in a parking lot. The land is gone, I'm not sure what we got. Ellis Island and the Railway West, Black Earth homesteads in a row. Harvest Plenty brought us books in school. Then the children rose to go. I'm out walking that Rock County line. This was my mother's, but it's not mine. We once were farmers, now we're not. The farms are gone, I'm not sure what we got. Football and cars were my lucky stars. Then GM plants, second shift. I hunted, fished, and raised a family. I guess you'd say I got my wish. Now I'm out walking that Rock County land. This was my father's, but it's not mine. Now it's a Walmart in a parking lot. The land is gone, I'm not sure what we got. Now the doctor says I'll soon be gone. Doesn't really matter why. I'm done with night shifts, done with grease and noise. Soon I'll belong to open sky. So I'm out walking this Rock County line. This was my mother's, but it's not mine. We once were farmers. Now we're not. The farms are gone. I'm not sure what we got. So I'm out walking that Rock County line. I'm out walking that Rock County.
Christopher Jones, that's a good song. They've all been good, but that's a really great song. Do you have? I hate to ask you which you prefer, but I get the feeling you really really like to write, and maybe might like to write even more than perform. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I please don't read anything into that. But listening to you do that song, what I was starting to think of is, this sounds like somebody had a big hit with this song that somebody else wrote, and we're hearing the guy that wrote it play it. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but do you really feel compelled to write? And is that giving you a great deal of pleasure? It must be.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're going to write anything, whether it's prose, poetry, songs, or whatever, you have to put forth effort, and you're not really sure that you're going to get anything for it. But when you do, it's really a great pleasure. You know, it really, and you do know when it, you know, after having written as many songs as I have, which is a lot, you know when you've got something that makes sense, you know, that resonates, and it's really a great pleasure. So I would say that's the greatest pleasure that I get from being involved with songwriting.
I kind of had a feeling. You're a fine performer, and forgive my throat this morning. You're a fine performer, but I really hear the songwriter coming through.
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
songs do you think you've written?
Hundreds. I have to remember that there was a whole period where I was leading an electric band in the Boston area where I wrote an entire repertoire thinking of a 5-piece electric band. So that's a whole different and to a certain extent, the concerns are not dissimilar, but
sure.
rhythms, genres, and so forth are very different. I feel very close to this area now, and this is where I live now, but you know, there are whole repertoires which have gone away in terms of songwriting. Probably in this vein, I've probably written things that I would claim 50 or 60, things that are active. There might be 25 that are active now. So, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah. Christopher Jones' website is Christopher Jones. Oh, Larry. It's just Christopher Jones Music. I was pretty sure we had to have another word in there. ChristopherJonesMusic.com, and you can find out about two CDs that are available, one that came out last year and one that's been reissued from the late 70s, and one coming up tentatively entitled Suburban Two-Step, which I think is the title of the song you're going to close with.
That's right.
And I want to thank you for being here. The house concert tonight, Mount Lebanon, 412-343-0498 for more details, or you can email us and we'll get details to you.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me again, Larry. It was great
it's a
fun.
Pleasure.
Great fun. It's funny. I will finish with this song. And this song actually is a very different song, and it's a satirical song. And one of my songwriter friends said, it's just about a typical dysfunctional suburb. And I told him, no, there's nothing typical about this. Suburbs are both much worse and much better than the one depicted. And this is, of course, a bunch of little skits drawn from all sorts of sources again. So this is Suburban Two-Step. Sunday, I can roll out of bed, but the sweet sound of lawnmowers echoing through my head means that fathers and sons are out there doing the deeds that comes with having more land than any one family needs. Mom's at the market buying sausage and cheese. Sis is in the basement, she's down on her knees. Billy slept over, he was too drunk to drive. In a miracle of nature, he's come back to life.
suburban two-step on the right side of the tracks. One step up, one step back. We'll get back together when the church is let out. Flat screens will light up, you'll hear people shout. And games played by big men, many larger than life. They got that way with needles and domestic strife. Someone's called out for pizza, Heather's gone off a mess. We're up by three touchdowns, at least in her head. When the last whistle blows, lawnmowers start up again. The grills are all smoking, say Billy, where have you been? Suburban two-step, on the right side of the tracks. One step up, two steps back. Dusk settles on the backyards in this Technicolor dream. Eminem goes by on the car radio, I can hear my neighbors scream. Bricks have all been pointed, the lawns are kept long fine. Sis is back from rehab, but mama's back on the wine. Papa's in his man room with his whiskey and cigar. Can't wait till Monday to get back in his car. The pressure of perfection is more than he can stand. Looking round the table, I think we played our last hand. Suburban two-step, on the right side of the tracks. One step up, one step back. One step up, two steps back.
Well, we now know why Christopher Jones earlier said, you know, these songs aren't written about people I actually know or about my own experiences. They're just things I observe that could be happening. Christopher, thank you. You're really a gifted songwriter and player. And stop by ChristopherJonesMusic.com to hear samples and follow his itinerary. There's the Club Cafe gig coming up. But tonight, the house concert. For details of that Mount Lebanon show, 412-343-0498.